Do you ever have those days where you wish you could crawl under a rock and just live there? Or do you ever just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to pull the sheets back over my face? Or you've had a rough day, whether it's at the grocery store, the doctor's office, or just driving or walking or whatever it is. We all get hit like that. I call it being blindsided, you know. And it doesn't have to be a major catastrophe either, you know. And, you know, we sometimes think, well, you know, there's got to be more to life than this. And a lot of times we seek refuge in various aspects. We might go to a book and read it. We might call a friend up. We might even take a walk in the park or something. And sometimes what I do, I had a rough day on Tuesday. It was a day I got interviewed by a committee, adoption committee, and those people were idiots, and to say the least. It was just one of those things that I said, I said, I don't care, you know. I mean, one of them asked me, says, what if the boy jammed his fist through and made a big hole in the wall? I said, I'd be taken to the ER because my walls are concrete block and plaster. But anyway, it was just one of those days, and it dragged on. I went to Orlando, came back, the traffic was horrible, and all that. I said, well, what do I want to do? I said, I'm going to put a movie in and watch it. One of my favorite movies, and I don't know if you've ever seen it. See, I can move around, you know, like that. One of my favorite movies, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, stars Jimmy Stewart. It's called You Can't Take It With You. Have you ever seen that movie? If you want to have a perk me up, that is a perk me up movie. And the family is just, they're eccentric to say the least, but they make you feel good. And you know, that's what we need every now and then, is a little pick me up instead of reaching for a sedative or reaching for this or that. A lot of people nowadays just go off the deep end. But I like that movie, and I'll tell you the reason why. The patriarch of this family is named Mr. Vanderhoff. And he happens to be going to this realtor's office, and there's an accountant there, neurotic, by the way, and he's at an added machine and doing the old-fashioned where you had the lever, you remember those kind? And he interrupts this man named Mr. Poppins, and Mr. Poppins says, you caused me to make the first mistake in 20 years. And Mr. Vanderhall says to him, well, what's going to happen? The sky fall in on you or something like that? Do you ever have those moments where you feel like you're getting swallowed up? Well, Mr. Poppins looked at him and thought, well, who is this man? And anyway, Mr. Vanderhoff invited him to come home with him, just move in with his family. And he said, everybody over at my place does what he wants to do, Mr. Poppins. And Mr. Poppins says, well, who takes care of you? And Mr. Vanderhoff said, the same one who takes care of the lilies of the field. And except for we toil a little, spin a little, and we have a lot of fun. Well, you think about that. But the moral of this story is that faith is a tranquilizer, which allows us to take things in stride. You ever have those days where you feel like the world is collapsing around? You just think, you know what? I can turn that around and have a barrel of monkeys out of it if I really want to. See, the decision is up to us whether or not we're going to make it a sour apple day or a sweet lemonade day, isn't it? And as we look at characters in the Bible, Barnabas is one of the sweet lemonades we find in the Bible there. The title Christian has come to represent many definitions. Aside from doctrine, the term Christian could describe cold ritualism, heated emotionalism, frothy sentimentalism, or self-righteous legalism. Is it possible that Christianity is failing to make a distinctive impact due to a lack of understanding what it means to be a Christian? You remember it said here what Cheryl read, that they were first called Christians in Antioch. Some apply the term Christian to all who have high moral standards or believe in the existence of God. There are others who would claim this title simply because they're members of a church or they've had a conversion experience. Ideally, they have a right to do so. So do people see the evidence of Christ in your life, presence in your life? If so, there's nothing to worry about, is there? It must be remembered that the term Christian was used as a term of derision because they were disciples of the crucified Galilean. In the first century AD, Christians thought, taught, and behaved in a manner that reminded their contemporaries of Jesus Christ. What would our neighbors say about us? Is it possible for these acquaintances to notice the characteristics of Jesus Christ in our lives? Mahatma Gandhi of India one time told some missionaries, if Christians would act like Jesus Christ, India would be at his feet. It is time for us to cease being worried about what others think and be committed to please God. Barnabas was highlighted here because he took his faith seriously and he brought many to the Lord. But you know something? I don't believe he took himself seriously, much like Mr. Vanderhoff, and you can't take it with you. Take your faith seriously, but don't take yourself so much. I always say this, that one of the secrets to surviving in the ministry is I'm not taking myself very seriously, but I've taken my ministry seriously. And you have to have a healthy dose of humor, too, in the ministry. If not, you better pack up your bags and leave. So that's what being a Christian is all about, a Barnabas-type Christian. And that makes a difference, say the least. None of us are perfect, neither should we pretend to be. The great 19th century preacher out of Boston, Henry Ward Beecher, was cornered one Sunday by a stranger after a church service. The person told him, I counted 20 mistakes in your grammar today, Reverend. Beecher replied, you know, I'll bet it was closer to 21. At the same service, a young immigrant boy had sat on the back pew, and he was lonesome and afraid. Nothing so inspired and stimulated him as Beecher's sermons. The young boy eventually grew up and became a professor at Columbia University. A fault finder found 20 mistakes in Beecher's grammar, but a lonely immigrant boy found help, hope, and blessed inspiration. Find a so-called perfect Christian, and there's a fault finder. Well, we may not be perfect. I recall one time years ago, I was preaching in this country church for a friend of mine. After the service, this man came up to me and ripped me to shreds. And all I said was, it's a shame that people have to work on Sunday anymore and miss out on the Lord's Day and come into church. And he's, my wife has to go to work on Sundays. Don't you dare degrade her. And I said, that's the farthest thing from my thought. I really wanted him to chill. I really wanted him to tell him to go jump in a lake or something. But you know, there's always people out there seeking to entrap us because they're miserable on the inside. They have not yet found the joy and happiness that even Barnabas had. And a lot of times we can go in that direction. So be careful. Don't allow things to weigh you down so much that you tend to forget that you're a child of God. And so that is what it is all about. That is what it's all about. We may not be perfect, but thankfully, God can make us better people every day in strengthening our faith. Professing Christ does not produce goody-two-shoes. But it makes possible faith, hope, and love to take on the qualities of Christ's characteristics. The roadblocks to becoming a better person of faith is due to a lack of commitment with many, many distractions that lead us astray. We must remember that Christ understands our frailties and our weaknesses. In fact, so much so that it led Christ to the cross. Dedication to Christ isn't a burden, but may apply itself in the home, throughout the community, within the workplace, and in every other aspect of life. You know, you may end up blessing somebody without deliberately intending to do so, but nothing wrong with that, is there? So what's in store for you this afternoon? What's in store for you this week? I don't know. But I'll tell you one sure thing. You don't have to let people around you influence you, because as I said, we are children of God and we follow God's precepts in all things. The phrase to describe Jesus Christ in the Bible is found in Acts 10:38. Christ who went about doing good. There are many inactive church members, but such a Christian is an oxymoron or a contradiction of terms. For when we cease to serve or please God, could it be that our faith needs some retreading? It could be. Authentic Christians deliberately give of themselves to the task of doing good and do so with humility, gratitude, and without pretentiousness. And you've heard me say this, it's hard to attain humility because Mr. Pride comes in there and tries to undercut it. Humility is one of the most cherished things that we can have. So is gratitude and a lack of pretentiousness. Barnabas was described as a good man, subservient to the Holy Spirit and instilled with faith. A part of the wonder and miracle of being a Christian is a change of heart and attitude. We must have genuine faith within our hearts and minds before we can wear our faith in public. A Christian is born of God, engrafted into Christ and a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. It is a daily renewal, both in mind and soul. By faith, we look to God. As people of faith, yes, we are imperfect and may sin, but are rejuvenated by the Holy Spirit with love, compassion, and hope. Our spiritual pedigree is from God. And as such, we have a reason which should make us proud. Are we living up to it or just playing Christian? It is a faith decision and an internal one. So remember this. If you're seeking for fame or riches or whatever, you can't take it with you. Let us pray. Lord, let us get our priorities straight. Guide and lead each and every one of us to serving you. May we be known as one of your children to people who may not even know us. Because, Lord, we know there are people watching us and that they're looking at us. And they'll see something special if we are faithful followers of you. Guide and lead each and every one of us through the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.